both our children started at the same time at 5 and a half, and we had concerns that our son wasn't being able to hold his pencil or write his name, and we were worried that he was not developing as well as he could have for his age. We expressed this to the school, and we were just fobbed off with, oh, every child develops at their own pace. We, in primary two, we asked for him to be reviewed, and they said, oh, we don't know if we're going to get additional support needs teacher in to help, but then he got onto staged intervention, and we were told he just needed to practice his vowels. After 2 years, he still wasn't reading or writing very well. So we went in and asked for a review from an educational psychologist, which they agreed. And then in primary three, before she was able to assess him, his new teachers were punishing him for being distracted, and he was coming out heartbroken from his new class in primary three. Then I decided to look at the procedure manuals across the website, South Ayrshire Council, what they should be doing, and I then learned that there was dyslexia checklists. This was a silver accredited dyslexia friendly school, and they had done nothing, no procedures to check for the reason as to why he couldn't read or write. So I went in and asked the assistant head, have you done these checklists? And it was like, hands up, Mrs. Evans, we haven't done anything because we've got no resource. So I gave her a form from the Addressing Dyslexia Schools Toolkit website. He said, get that form in. The educational psychologist is coming next week. And then within 10 days, they did about 15 assessments on him, and he came back with severe dyslexia. So frustrating, because we have a child who was flailing around the floor, unable to do his homework, crying. I, as a parent, were just thinking he was being lazy. And he wasn't. He had a disability, a hidden disability, and I assumed the school had the skills to be able to identify a child with dyslexia. And they're just too preoccupied doing other things and just... And we got the standard response, oh, we don't look for dyslexia until primary three, which is old-fashioned nonsense. They could have checked him in primary one. I uncovered research as to what they should be doing, and I want to get the message out there that South Ayrshire Council schools are not being as effective as they can. And what they're now doing is describing children as having dyslexic tendencies, and they're not confirming them actually as having dyslexia. So they're under-reporting the children with dyslexia to the Scottish Government, and it's up to the schools to do the assessments. We keep hearing stories of parents, like myself, who have to demand assessments to be done because they're not being done proactively. The thing was, like, for us, he was crying, and he was saying to us the night before, you'd be better off without me, and he didn't want to go to school. And that phrase, you'd be better off without me, has been in Scottish reports about dyslexia. The distress caused to children is just immense, the emotional distress of not being able to read for your age. If parents are in the same situation, that they're frustrated, I sort of manage the Dyslexia Ayrshire Facebook page, and we want to hear and let South Ayrshire Council know. Because another aside is, a few years ago they banned Dyslexia Ayrshire from helping parents at schools. That South Ayrshire Council are not supportive when people come to them and say, this isn't happening in my school, and they just fob parents off. And we would like them to get better procedures and processes, and for parents to understand what they should be asking the school to do. And it's the school, well, they shouldn't ask them. But if the school's not proactively monitoring their child, there are forms and procedures that the parents should know about.